This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. You can actually create the content that you see there. Everything that is on that site is there. Well, as a result of the effort that you put into it. I mean, the stuff as you scroll down the page was submitted there by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. Obviously, the Silk Road story is still hot among our listeners today, and there is a pretty big update on that case with new charge being filed against the alleged mastermind of the Silk Road, the man known publicly as Dread Pirate Roberts. They're claiming he's a man from San Francisco, California, named Ross Ulbricht, although we don't know if that's true. And we can get more into the Silk Road later on, but there's other news of which to speak. Apparently, some lady in D.C. was looking for directions, or so it appears. There's a quote on our Facebook page from Local Scrutinizer says, "My theory on the lady with a baby who was killed in a black Lexus at the White House. Tourist footage being shown on TV looks like she was lost and asked for directions. A bunch of guys, some in plain clothes, drew guns on her. She thought she was being carjacked, panicked, fled, and got murdered." That's one of our listeners' interpretations of what went down this afternoon.
I heard there were shots fired. I heard police were killed, is what I heard initially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's an initial report that I heard as well claiming she was shooting at the police from her car. But it's pretty early on, obviously, and a lot of information is not necessarily very accurate with news reporting at this point in the game.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably have to figure it out later.
So, although what I did hear earlier, Mark, was that they had their shelter-in-place thing happen in D.C. Remember that happened in Watertown, Massachusetts?
Nobody's allowed out of their building,
right,
basically.
Right, when they were looking for the bombers, from the Boston bombers or the alleged bombers. There was this shelter-in-place terminology that was utilized for the first time that I'd ever seen. I'd never seen that terminology used before, and some point out that it's pretty creepy, Orwellian. And anyway, that's kind of a quick update from D.C. We'll, if you know more, feel free to share it with us here at 855-450-FREE. There's been a lot of news to follow today, and I have to say I've been keeping as close tabs as possible on the Silk Road case. But there was something last night that we teased, and we never had a chance to get to it. So better to start out the show with that tonight before we get lost in a variety of other topics. Mark, you had six things that 60% of Americans agree on or something like that?
Six reasons why 60% of all Americans now think the government has too much power. And they've got a graph here.
Finally, they finally think this.
Well, they've got a graph that I've been looking at for years now, and it just keeps going on. It's this graph that kind of shows what Americans think about the question, do you think the federal government today has too much power, has the right amount of power, or has too little power? And those statements are rotated depending on, you know, just randomly rotate.
Okay.
So in order to get the best answer possible, they rotate those answers. They have a choice of too little, about the right amount, too much. Now, too little is always down at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's very few. These are the statists, right? Like, the government needs to fix more things.
Is it less than 10% that they
always less than 10%? Since 2003, less than 10%. Fewer than 10%.
Probably a bunch of government bureaucrats in that category.
I don't know what it is, but I generally think most people think the government has too much power.
I think so too.
Even if they want the government to do more in some area, they want it to do a lot less in other areas.
Sure.
So,
it's pretty easy to acknowledge the failures of the state.
It is very easy to acknowledge, and fewer than 8% is the highest number here. Fewer than 8% think it's a good idea for the government to get bigger and have for a decade. Now, this number has switched since 9/11. It 9/11 there was a situation where people thought that it was about the right amount was super half. It was more than half of the population believed that the government had about the right amount of power. Now, that switched in late 2000, mid, you know, mid 2005, early 2005. Now, this is under the Bush administration. Americans had had it at this point. And I think I could see that all along. So it switched, and we lauded this at the time. I remember it happening. We're like, yay! More Americans now believe that, you know, the government's too big versus about the right amount.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, by the way, a Gallup study. So the highest number it had ever reached was 59%. And then, you know, during the Obama administration there for a little period, actually during twice during the Obama administration had dipped a little bit, just thinking, oh, you know, the one was sort of maybe it had something to do with the economic downturn. I'm not sure. It's hard to decide why in mid-2012 it dipped down to 51% of people thought that the government was too big. But now it has shot up to 60%.
Okay.
It's the highest it's ever been in the taking of this poll, the Gallup study here, that 60% of Americans now believe the government has too much power. And 32% believe it has the right amount, and 7% believe it has too little.
Yeah. This is why we need to get people who love liberty together in the same place. One of the things that I moved to New Hampshire for was the Free State Project, and it was the idea of getting people who are in that 60%, like firmly in that 60% that believe that the government is way too big, and we need to have a society where the government's maximum role is protection of life, liberty, and property. Although I would say that we don't need any kind of coercive state whatsoever.
Well, that's the point that I really would like to make on this is that, look, you're probably in the 60%, right? I mean,
odds are, yeah.
The chances are good if you're listening to talk radio, if you're listening to Free Talk Live, you're well in that 60% of people that believe that the government is too big. So here's what I recommend for the compromise in your mind with the people who believe that it's about the right size or too, you know, that it needs to grow. Because the fact is that the vast majority of us, 60%, believe the government's too big. We just believe it's too big in different areas. Like, for instance, if you're a Republican, there's some things to give up in the area of government that you could compromise with Democrats on, and you could get what you want with the smaller government. Like, let's say for a second that you compromised in the area of foreign wars. You know, maybe you just step down. You say to yourself, I love our soldiers, but the government that controls them, it's just too much. They got to bring them home. Or...
yeah, but Democrats love war, too.
Yeah, but they lie. Not the voting Democrats, generally.
Oh, okay. You're talking about politicians.
Well, no, I'm talking about voters.
Right, okay.
But the voters do steer the politicians to some extent.
Right.
To some extent, they do. I mean, well, look, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now is a Tea Party thing to some extent. The place is shut down, not because Republicans and Democrats are compromising, but because they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tale of two Americas. There are two Americas, just like Al Gore said. And my answer to that is good. Now, the question is, why should one America rule over another? Because there's some old piece of paper rotting in a hermetically sealed case somewhere in this country? Is that the reason?
The way it's been.
Because that's the way it's been. Here's an idea. How about one America be one America, yeah, and the other America be the other America? Maybe, here's a radical idea. Let the blue states be ruled by the blue president. Let the red states be ruled by the red president.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an idea, but, you know,
can we not be involved in that? Can we not be involved in that in New Hampshire and, like, do our own thing? Because I'd really rather not be blue or red because they're both bad to me.
Of course you could.
Okay, great. Let's be New Hampshire gold or something like that.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, to see the competition between these two? You know, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, they've got their own stuff going on. You know, they got their own buildings, they got their own people. Just let them run their own governments, and then you can opt between the two.
Sounds
Maybe
good.
We could create a third.
So we actually haven't gotten into this yet. It's six reasons why, or six things that these people agree on, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Six things that 60% of people who think the government is too big agree on. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tiny, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That was our guest on Skype. He'll be with us in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you have Skype, you can reach us via the username lrn.fm, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you find on the site. We have news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. In fact, I sent out an update today about our appearance on iHeartRadio. Free Talk Live is now available as one of the podcasts on iHeartRadio, which is an incredibly popular app for iPhone and for Android phones. I don't know what the total number of millions of downloads is, but it's a lot. I could check that. It's a lot. So it's great to be on board with iHeartRadio. It's Clear Channel's effort to enter into the digital space, and I have to say they've done a good job with it. It's one of those things where, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Pandora if you've been paying attention to, you know, national news for the last decade. Pandora has, of course, made a big name for themselves in, you type in the name of your band and we'll make a channel for you, that kind of thing. Well, iHeartRadio does the same thing. And now iHeartRadio has a new talk beta section. So unlike Pandora, which has no talk whatsoever, iHeartRadio does have a talk radio section. And Free Talk Live is now part of that. You can go and, if you don't already have Free Talk Live accessible in podcast form on your phone, iHeartRadio makes that pretty easy to do. So you go there and you can search for Free Talk Live. We will come up. You'll actually find two options there. The one is the full Free Talk Live show, and the other one is what is called a highlights show, which isn't really a highlight show because I'm too lazy and time challenged to actually make a highlights reel every night. But it is essentially the
You're
last.
You're not lazy. You're time challenged.
It is the good point. It is the last segment of the show. So usually that's like our busiest segment. For whatever reason, everybody calls in at the very end of the show. So
it's a safe bet, just sort of generally. Yeah.
So we give you the last 11 minutes of the show in the highlights reel, and that's actually the only place that highlights show is available, is on iHeartRadio. So check Free Talk Live out on the iHeartRadio Talk Beta. We continue.
So the government's changing the qualified mortgage. Apparently, the qualified mortgage out, and it means you can't have a higher debt ratio, debt to income ratio, than 43% to be approved for a loan. If for some reason you were to get the loan and you would end up being, you know, maybe you ended up being, say, foreclosed upon during the first 3 years, the banks could be sued under this new law. So if a bank gives you a loan that's higher than 43% on your debt-to-income ratio, and you get foreclosed upon in that first 3 years, then the bank's liable. Really, really liable. And you can be certain that the people that are putting together the loans aren't going to make the loans at that point. They're not even going to get close. They're not going to take a chance. So the debt-to-income ratio has just changed. Is changing dramatically in the very near future, probably when the government comes back from their little hiatus here. If you want to get in under the old rules as far as a loan goes, a higher debt-to-income ratio than, say, 35% or something, you're going to need to talk to the experts at Mortgage Minute Guy very, very quickly. Roger Schlesinger's just made me aware of this information today, and if your mortgage broker hasn't made you aware, maybe you need to talk to the folks at Mortgage Minute Guy. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Like I said, Roger Schlesinger's been in this business a long time. 866-288-0088.
Let's go to the phones here. We'll continue with your list of six things that the people who think the government is way too big, the 60% of Americans who think that, that they all agree on. Let's get to that in a moment. First, we go to the phones here. Actually, in this case, it's Skype with Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hey. Hello, brothers in liberty. I'm calling about my theory about the lady in D.C. who was in the Infinity who was murdered or shot by police there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Wild speculation. Let's go.
Okay. Here's it. I was watching it happen. Like, they broke into it. I was watching TV. They broke in. They said, there's been a shootout with someone who tried to crash into the White House, and they exchanged fire with the Capitol Police. And then later it came out, the lady wasn't shooting at all. All the bullets shot were shot by law enforcement. Okay. The Capitol Police said that. And then it's the breaking news thing where they tell the story as they've heard it, and then they get one piece of footage and they show it over and over and over.
Yeah, right. That sounds right.
And the footage was a tourist who was nearby filming something else and heard a commotion and turned. Now, there was no crashing of barriers like was claimed, and maybe the guy missed it and then turned when he heard it, but what they're showing over and over on TV looks to me like a lady was lost or turned around and came. She thought she was going up the street, but it was the back entrance to the White House. Mm. And maybe hit the gas when she thought she was hitting the brakes. And then a bunch of guys came out and pointed guns at her head. And she turned around and sped off down the street. and there's footage of that, and then she was shot and killed a few blocks away. I have a theory that it could be she was a tourist who was lost. A bunch of guys pointed guns at her. She thought she was being carjacked and took off. They were, some of them were plain clothes men, not all of them were, but they were wearing that kind of like DC Capitol Police. It's not a full cop uniform. It's like a white shirt with a tie and a badge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, she probably just freaked. She could have just freaked out and ran down the street, and then they murdered her. And then they got, there was a standing ovation for the Capitol Police the Capitol. All of the representatives standing up and applauding the brave work of the Capitol Police. I'm wondering, A, if it was just a confused tourist, and B, if that's the case, if it'll come out or not, or if they'll try to cover it up. Because the lady had a baby in the back of the car. People don't go on suicide missions with their child
generally
in their car.
Generally not.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah, it sounds, it's, you know, they're going to have to paint a heck of a story in order to get this woman. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not entirely jaded when it comes to the media. Like, I feel like there's some good folks in there that will try to ferret out stories, and the pieces don't sound like they fit together real well for this one. So maybe they'll figure it out.
Well, it's not like the woman's body has been completely destroyed or anything like that, right? It's just riddled with bullets.
I guess.
So they'll be able to identify her.
They came to a quick conclusion. They came to a conclusion, and their first conclusion was a terrorist has exchanged bullets with people in front of the D.C. after trying to ram a barricade. Hmm. And it turns out she wasn't armed or she wasn't shooting at them, and who knows what happened. And I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just looking at this footage going, what are they saying based on what happened and how will it play out? You know, it could be she had Connecticut plates, they said, too. And, she, you know, Connecticut, people are afraid of gun violence,
sure,
and it's been in the news. And I'm sure that all over D.C. today there were probably, you know, more than usual herding people around with checkpoints and warning signs and DHS and all sorts of people because they thought there might be protests or something. Who knows, man? I think she might have just panicked and taken off, and they killed her for it.
Sounds completely reasonable, and that's what our caller, not caller, but our poster on one of our posters on Facebook suggested earlier tonight. Michael,
that was me.
Oh, that was you. Under a different name.
Oh, I'm not on Facebook, remember?
Then it wasn't you. It was somebody else. Thanks for the call tonight.
Local scrutinizer.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, share your thoughts on the D.C. situation, or we'll continue and you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control toll free here. This is Free Talk Live. You are free to call in, talk about anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have on the site. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. Click download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com. ProXPN, it is a global virtual private network. And it works with almost any internet connection, creating a secure, encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So you are protected from somebody sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, maybe at your local network, your Wi-Fi network, maybe at a more public network, like local sandwich shop or Panera Bread or something like that. You will be protected because all of your data is encrypted before it leaves your computer and travels online. In fact, your internet service provider will have no idea to which websites you are visiting and what services you're operating on their connection, because it's all encrypted. It goes to ProXPN servers, where it is then released out to the rest of the world. And there are different servers that ProXPN offers across the world, so you can select different countries in which you'd like to locate yourself. Because to the sites you visit, it'll look like you're in wherever it is the ProXPN server is located. So this becomes a very useful function for you, especially if you're in a place where internet service has been restricted. For instance, another country or a workplace or something like that where there are restrictions on what you can and can't see. Not if you have ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go and get signed up for their free account. And there is a couple limitations on the free account. There's some limited bandwidth involved, and you also can't run torrents. But when you're ready to open up the bandwidth and make it so you can run torrents and do pretty much anything, then go and step up to the premium account. And when you're ready to do that, you'll need our discount code to save 20% on the lifetime of your ProXPN account. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL. And when you're ready to use the code to sign up for the premium account, it's code FTL20. That's FTL, the number 20, to save 20% for the lifetime of the account. Plus, you get 7 days in which you may cancel if you're not satisfied for a full refund. So there's no risk here. In addition to that, the ProXPN software runs on all of your devices. Mac, Windows, Linux, iPhone, Android, and you can use the same account on multiple devices. Really, it's an amazing deal. And with the discount code FTL20, you can break down the price as low as $5 per month. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get signed up today. As we continue here at 855, 450 free, the latest on the Dread Pirate Roberts / Silk Road case here in a little bit. We actually barely scratched the surface, Mark, of the story you started the show with, because we ended up talking about this D.C. lady that's been murdered by the police there. Looks like she was trying to get directions, and they shot her to death.
Possibly.
Well, it certainly doesn't look like she was doing what they were claiming, which was trying to ram into the White House and shoot at people. There's no evidence for that.
Well, there's a baby in the back of the car, and it's Alexis. I mean, none of these things add up to sound like the story that we certainly heard at first.
So back to this other story, which is a Gallup poll that found a record number of Americans, 60% of Americans, are less than pleased with the federal government or government in general. Is it the federal government specifically, do you know, or is it just government?
60% of all Americans believe the federal government has too much power.
And these are the six things that those 60% agree on.
The folks at Americans for Tax Reform have listed six reasons why. According to a recent Gallup study, 60% of all Americans believe the federal government has too much power. The percentage of Republicans who believe this is typically high, but the recent number, recently the number of all Americans, independents and Democrats included, dissatisfied with the federal government has grown to unprecedented levels. Well, I guess unprecedented levels sounds so much more than 1% more than the highest, but nonetheless, it's, you know, a percentage when it comes to Americans. That's a big number, right? Like that's 3 million people. So here are some of the recent examples of large overreach of the federal government. Now, this is people assuming that they know why, but I think that they make some pretty good assumptions. America for Tax Reform. Recently, you've seen an incredible abuse of Section 215 of the Patriot Act, leading to the National Security Administration collecting hordes of data from the average American's phone records. Americans can no longer trust their government to respect their privacy, and government acting as Big Brother from 1984 no longer sounds like a fiction story. I'm sorry. Mm. If you thought the government wasn't collecting your information before this, okay. Maybe, I don't know what world you lived in, but I didn't believe for a second that the government wasn't collecting telephone calls and emails and texts and everything that you did. I mean, if your cell phone company is sending you a list of all the calls you made, you don't think the government has the list of all the calls you made? So they have that information. I knew it from the get-go. Why wouldn't you? The Snowden case kind of brought it home for folks.
Yeah, I think it did. Well, because, you know, up until the Snowden case, there was still kind of a question mark around it. I mean, it didn't really even seem believable to me, Mark, the claims that they could suck in all the emails in the world, and I still don't know if that's true. I think they can target individuals that they want to target and reveal everything about those people.
I don't know if they can look through those emails that they look through, but I don't know. That's, you know, speculation. It all gets into the area of speculation.
Moving on.
But at this point, you can't be certain of anything, that anything's safe.
Number five.
Yet another government agency under scrutiny for abusing its power, the IRS.
Mm.
This past summer, Americans learned the IRS was specifically targeting conservative organizations. There were some liberal organizations in it, too, requesting personal information on employees, donor information, and other private data, as well as delaying tax-exempt status grants. As if it weren't bad enough, the IRS also can't even keep track of your money. $67 million in a slush fund for Obamacare just mysteriously went missing. Doesn't surprise me in the least. And this is one of those scandals that's going to really sully the Obama administration. You know, it always happens in the second term. Every one of the second terms always gets sullied, and the president goes out in ignominy. And this is just one of the situations that's going to cause it with Obamacare. With Obama.
IRS-related headline here. IRS collecting money but not sending tax refunds during the shutdown. According to the Washington Times, They have about 9% of the IRS staff on the job during the shutdown, so-called shutdown, and they are busily collecting all as much money as they possibly can. But if you need a refund from them, you can wait.
Yeah, you're going to wait.
Right.
Indeed. Number three, they want to tax our internet too. Congress is currently considering a bill, the Marketplace Fairness Act, which would allow state governments to collect sales tax on purchases you make online. This legislation would hurt individuals and small businesses, discourage competition, and further infringe on consumer privacy. This is yet another instance of the federal government working to impose additional taxes and regulations upon the American people and the internet. And the internet, basically, for, you know, it is basically a big mail order catalog in many, many ways when it comes to doing business online. Somehow or another, America could do business with mail order catalogs not collecting sales tax for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a big deal. Now it's a big deal. Now it's ridiculous.
Well, it's a big deal to the government when money changes hands without them getting a cut.
Yeah.
They don't like that. They like to be rewarded for doing nothing.
That's what they do, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to be rewarded for being involved in the situation, in people doing business online, why don't they just do the mail right? You know, they're right there. They were stuck in the middle. They basically turned the post office into a quasi-governmental agency at some point in the past,
yes,
a couple of decades ago. But they were right there involved. The government's involved currently with the post office. And they still can't get it right. Look at the post office. They're going broke delivering people, having a monopoly on delivering mail.
We'll come back with more here. 855, 450-FREE. What do we got? Three more?
Yeah, about that.
All right. We'll come back with the remainder of the list. Take your calls and thoughts. Was there one issue in particular that pushed you over the edge? Were you one of these people who used to be in favor of the state and now you are just sick and tired of the continued overreach? We'd love to hear your story. You can take control at 855, 450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spend anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here to take your call about what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And of course, you can join us online. We've got Skype. By the way, you can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. And again, that toll free number 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the School Sucks Project.
Thanks. SchoolSucksProject.com, where you can go listen to the School Sucks Project podcast. It's a call-in show. They've also got a YouTube channel and, of course, a web community there. What they do is they try to promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. A lot of people think that school is the same thing as education. And whoa, is it not the same thing? They discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, skills, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies, all kinds of different stuff on SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number. We're going through the six things that 60% of Americans agree on when it comes to the government being too damn big, intrusive, oppressive, expensive, invasive, all of that stuff. So the story is from the Gallup polling organization, and where's the summary coming from, Mark, on this?
Americans for Tax Reform.
Okay. Moving on. Number three.
While previous administration had been criticized for torturing terrorists, this administration resolves the issue by using drones to obliterate its enemies, including innocent bystanders who may be American citizens. But I think the most despicable aspect is the double tap drone technique that was at least has been employed. I sincerely hope that all the news that surrounded it has caused them to not use this technique anymore.
And that's where they bomb some target, then they wait until people come, like ambulance type folks and rescuers come, and then they bomb again.
It's incredible. I mean, I can't even believe my government does this. But there's documentation and proof that this is the case.
But I don't refer them as my government. I want nothing to do with these people.
I can't believe that human beings do this to each other.
These people are monsters. I mean, and I'm not just talking about the Obama administration. I mean all of the government guys. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, the George Bush before him, all of these people. Power goes to people's heads. It corrupts. And some would say that's what happened with Dread Pirate Roberts, but also some would also say these allegations about Dread Pirate Roberts committing murder for hire or hiring somebody to commit murder for him are really questionable. So we'll get into some more of that here in a moment. But there's no doubt that power corrupts people, and that in this certainly in these cases, these positions of power attract the already corrupt. So if they weren't corrupt when they got in already, they are definitely going to be corrupted by the fact that they can basically order anyone's death. They can do anything they want to punish the people that they that are their enemies and to reward their friends. And that's all that goes on in Washington, D.C. They use your money to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And if you're their enemy, you better look out.
Well, if they decide you're their enemy,
that's what I mean.
For whatever reason it might be, it's got to be awful in these countries where they're just using drones to drop bombs on, you know, to some extent, random people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't the percentage that they claim are targets isn't that great of people they're killing, and I'm pretty sure they're lying. Wouldn't you?
So they always lie.
Yeah. Well, Americans are generally enthusiasts for new technology and innovation. Many fear the implications of the federal government's liberal use of drone technology. The threat of the government using drones against Americans is particularly driven interest and in part sparked Senator Rand Paul's filibuster in defense of American civil liberties. Excessive EPA regulations.
Number two.
It's number five.
Okay.
So if you were counting down, it would be number two. Yeah. Excessive EPA regulations, whether driving up costs for businesses and individuals by increasing regulations on greenhouse gases, coal, and stormwater, or killing jobs by fighting new energy opportunities like hydraulic fracturing, the Environmental Protection Agency has clearly overstepped its bounds. The role of the EPA has gone from merely protecting the environment to attempting to sterilize it, hurting the millions of Americans and the millions of Americans in the process. And this is the EPA is really sort of a symptom of the broken civil court system in the United States. If you have a problem with somebody who has, you know, done something like maybe hydraulic fracturing underneath your house and it's caused gas to come up through your pipes and you can set your water on fire, we've seen videos of. You know, this is clearly a harm that's been done to somebody's property. And the question is, how much is that worth and how easy is it to figure out? The court system in the United States is no longer just a place where you can go solve disputes.
Well, how could you? I mean, they're busy dealing with cases like college students. Let me give you an example, Mark. I was in court this morning because regularly I do don't.
You're
take
probably
a plea
in criminal
deal
court.
Out. Court's court. There's only so
civil
many.
Civil and criminal are different.
Well, but some of those judges handle both civil and criminal cases.
Yep, they do.
And those, and in this case, in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, both of the judges, there's two judges, there's one in district court and there's one in superior court. Both those judges handle both civil and criminal cases. And only those judges only have so many hours per day that they can hear cases. And if they're spending their day hearing college students for open containers, they sure as hell aren't hearing civil cases, because in the open container cases, they're raking in the dough. There was Eric Freerock from the Cop Block podcast was doing this outreach yesterday. I did it today. We do Don't Take the Plea Deal, where we stand there and hand out flyers encouraging these young people to not take the plea, encouraging anybody that comes into the court to not take the plea. But the bulk of them are young people, because college is back in session. The police are out cracking down on underage drinking. And there was a guy there with me, David. He made the comment, it looks like they busted a sorority party. There were that many college girls there.
Mm.
I mean, they were literally, there were 50 people in the court this morning. And it's a small court. So there's 50 people. Yesterday there were 75 of them, and Eric Freerock stayed through the arraignments because he had an arraignment, and of course they made him wait till the end, and so he got to see all of the arraignments. And he tallied the numbers, Mark. Guess the take in yesterday's 75-person arraignment in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, I happened to see the post on the Facebook thing, so it's like $335 apiece.
It came out to over $10,000.
Yep.
In one morning's worth of arraignments. So this morning there were 50 people there. Let's just call that $7,500 in that in that case. So yeah, there's a lot of money that's rolling through these courts. And if they weren't messing with people's lives, if they weren't destroying peaceful people who hadn't harmed anyone, destroying those people's lives, then they'd have more time for civil cases and finding out right from wrong.
I'm not sure that they're destroying people's lives, but they certainly are messing with people's lives. They're putting a big, you know,
criminal charges can hurt somebody. I mean, if you end up with a criminal charge,
drinking probably isn't going to get you.
Probably not. Well, maybe they are.
Yeah, maybe you can't have your career in the NSA any longer. Thank God.
Well, maybe they're putting a charge on file and keeping it off their record if they plead guilty or something like that. But still, Mark, it's a horrifying experience.
Sure it is.
I've been there when they've made these arrests, and I've seen these girls cry. And that's something you don't want to do to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a human being.
But I think that there's something to be said for overstating and giving somebody the opportunity to come in and poo-poo what you've said because you've overstated it. If you simply state it as the truth, then you don't give somebody an opportunity to come in and undermine what you've said. The fact is that these people's lives are, you know, for no good reason being, you know, waylaid and put off track and messed with. There's no reason for that. Ruined? No, their lives aren't ruined. If they shot them in the knee for doing this, yes, they'd be ruining their lives.
Okay, well, you make a persuasive point there.
So, going on, this was about EPA regulations.
What would you use, though? What terminology would you use?
Messing with people.
Messing with them?
It's,
okay.
You know. I go messing with people, screwing with people. You know?
Money, that's why.
Yeah, it's all about the money. Extorting, maybe you could do that. Mm-hmm. Messing with people's lives and extorting their hard-earned money.
Let's just call it $25,000 for the week. You can imagine that. That's $100,000.
They don't run courts because they're not profitable.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I agree with you 100% here. And I agree that what you're saying is that criminal court, stupid criminal cases like this, draw judges away from cases where they could actually be deciding disputes between
something.
People.
Yeah.
And these disputes, they make it so difficult. If you have a problem with one of these big companies, they're going to put so many lawyers on you that you're never going to get your case heard. You're never going to have your day in court. And that's because the judicial system in this country is broken. Justice system doesn't have anything to do with justice any longer. It's all about laws. It's the legal system now.
All right.
So number six, the federal government health care takeover. Of course, the Americans for Tax Reform would say call it a takeover. The federal government will now force businesses to purchase health insurance for full-time employees. Sound fair? It's not. Not even implemented yet. Already, Obamacare increased health premium costs as much as 99%, causing businesses to cut. It's in different places and different things are happening. Different businesses and different organizations are reacting differently to it, but why should anybody be forced to buy health insurance?
Well, the good news about the state is that the more ridiculous and outrageous they become, the sicker and sicker of it that people will get, and maybe they'll be willing to stand up for their rights at some point. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest on the Silk Road raid coming up in moments.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.